This is RSBNB Update, Episode 99, The Inconvenient Tooth. Hello everybody, RSBNB Update is on once again, here with the usual Brad, minus Lur, minus Lack, Barlack, I don't know, whatever you want to be called today.
Episode yes. 99, eh?
Yes, and oh, don't try and be a Canadian with your little A thing. Yes,
Did you think it would get this far?
I honestly don't know. I think we've been taking it one episode at a time and still take it one episode at a time. Just like everything else at RSBNB, the forums, the newspaper, what else? They were all launched as like sort of pilot projects to see if they'd be successful, and they of
course
were.
Most of them have.
Yeah, so we've kept everything going that we've started, so yeah. Started all back almost, I don't know. We're approaching episode 100, but our 2-year anniversary isn't until like June the 12th or something. I think I'll have to go back into my files and get the exact date. But yes, so that should be episode 104, 105, or something along the lines of that.
Mm-hmm.
So let us get on the road here. This week's update includes the achievement diary for Karamja, which will be expanded later into future areas. I don't know. What do you think? I didn't do that yet.
Well, I haven't done any of it either, but I do think it looks rather interesting.
Yes, that is right.
Something different.
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing.
It's almost like a quest.
Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of mini quests stuck together.
Which is good. It's something new to do.
Yeah. The rewards for this one, there's three levels, the easy, the hard, and the medium. For the easy, you get these things called jungle gloves, which decrease prices all around through Karamja, and also half-price boat rides from Brimhaven and to Musa Dock Points. Medium gloves provide increased agility experience from the Brimhaven Agility Arena. We have yet to test those.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hard ones provide access to a gem mine beneath Shiloh Village and the ability to operate them, which teleports you to the new gem mine. That's the reward from this one, and it encompasses a variety of tasks, ranging from easy ones such as picking 5 bananas from the plantation, or exploring Karen Isle, or collecting 5 seaweed, or killing a Joker in the pothole dungeon. Medium includes giving or collecting a ticket from the Brimhaven Agility Arena, cooking a spider on the stick, cutting a teak tree, getting 100% favor in Taibowani. I know I don't like doing that.
Isn't in the hard? You have to kill a 360 in the fight caves.
No, it's not that hard to get there.
But it is hard. That's on the hard difficulty, isn't it? That's what I mean.
Yeah, the 360 is the one that uses the magic.
Oh, I see.
And then the 180 is the one that... Oh, I just don't want to go back there. I'm done there. I'm not...
Have you got your fire cane?
No. I'm too fidgety, jittery, you know, when it gets to the time to beat Jad, you know?
Oh, so you got to Jad a fair few times then.
Yes, like every time.
But except died.
Except the 2 times I disconnected, so yeah. I don't know, I have to give this a 4 out of 5. You?
Yeah, I give it a 4. Something different, something new. It's an improvement. Okay.
Yes, you should log in later and check your quest journal to see how many days until you can do Tears of Guthix.
Does it tell you in your quest journal?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Small spiders, calphites, scorpions, metal dragons, our eight, 6 and 4-legged friends have got a visit from the makeover mage, and it wasn't a pleasant visit.
Being very nice.
I guess the KQ didn't like the change then. But
no.
I think the small spiders and scorpions do look better, and the KQ looks better too. You can see it on this picture here.
Yeah, it does look looks sort of more
realistic.
What's the word? No, more sort of ferocious.
Yeah, with the more spikishness on it.
Yes, spikishness.
Oh, and for the record, that achievement diary is basically an advertisement for Kurumja because they said it'll help you. They hope it makes you want to come train there more often. So, yeah. I really don't see why they need to put these kind of advertisements out like that. It's like, I don't know, like, I don't think many people train there. The only people I know that go, like, to that Brimhaven dungeon are for Slayer, right?
Yeah, I never went out of my way to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Except for when it first came out, but...
Yeah.
It's aside from the point. I don't know. Who's going to really go and mine gems? There's no use for the crappy ones, like the ones that can break, you know?
There is no use.
And the agility arena, I think Mike tested this. Yeah, I think he tested it, and we got the impression that there are still better agility courses out there. So, nice try, Jagex, to appease the people that like that. Okay, now we got quite a few little... What are these things called? Those little things that aren't necessarily... that are at the end of each update that they write? What are those called?
I can't think.
Addendums. Bits. Crumbs. I don't know. Let's just call them crumbs. We got lots of little crumbs this week, starting with the Abyssal Bracelet. No longer resets the timer if you're wearing it. So basically, the skull timer. So basically what was happening here was if you went into the abyss and got skulled the first time, you know it takes like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So basically if you went in with the bracelet on and you were already skulled, it kept resetting your timer back to 20 minutes.
Oh, I see.
So if you put this bracelet on and then go in again normally with the bracelet, it won't reset the timer. Okay. The jacket and cap from the Enlightened Journey can now be stored in your player-owned house costume room. You should do that quest. You know why? You want to know why?
Why should I do the quest?
That's the Captain Picard quest. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You should do the quest, the Captain Picard quest.
No, I shouldn't because it has references to Captain Picard.
But it gives a nice jacket. That's the jacket I wear.
Well, you did it just for the looks.
No. We did this because it's the Captain Picard quest. Anyways, that can now be stored in your house. Glory, Dragonstone bracelets, and amulets can now be recharged automatically after clicking once on the Fountain of Heroes or Totem. That's a good thing. Like, how many glory amulets do you have?
Only 4.
Oh, okay. Like, I have, like, 22, so if you take them all there, you just have to click once rather than clicking however many times, 22 times, so...
That's good.
Yes. Oh, and the general store icon has been changed to a pot without flour because it's been pointed out that they do not stock flower pots. So...
I don't see why people need to get that... pedantic.
Yes. And
flower
in this
pots.
Yes, and then in this update they say please try and contain your excitement. Yeah, right, as if we're excited about that. The sad thing is
Jagex is probably serious. They expect us to be excited that they've done what a player asked or what a player pointed out.
Okay. 1 million members.
Yay, more money for Andrew.
5 times 1 million. At the minimum, that's $5 million revenue per month.
Yeah, but minus costs.
Costs of servers, bandwidth, smoking
staff.
What?
Staff.
You said smoking something?
No, I didn't, but Andrew's probably cocaine habit takes up a fair bit of that. I guess.
Well, they might try and come boycott you.
Why would they do that?
Because they don't want... They don't want little kids to hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the Wilderness Ditch glitch, again. Did you see this topic on our... Yeah, did you see this on RSVNB?
No, I missed that.
It's I got the link to the topic here. It's a picture that Lord Zamorak posted of this glitch where you can get negative wilderness. Apparently what happens is you lag when you're going over the ditch and the wilderness thing stays. And like the Drainer Village is negative 32 wilderness. I think the Nature Altar is level minus 100 something. So I don't know. That's just rather interesting that where they put all these things, you know? Because it shows, like, I wonder how that... There must be some formula then how it's calculated based on the coordinate in the game or whatever. I don't know, that's just interesting. Oh, Nature Rune Altar is level 166. You see the picture?
No, link me.
It's in the wiki.
Okay, I'll look at the wiki.
There you go. Okay. So yes, that's a bit of a weird one, but I really don't see what the problem is with it. It's not like one of those ones where people can go kill each other over it, so... I know, that's just
minus
a...
32.
Yeah. So yeah, I just figured we'd talk about that.
I'm in wilderness level minus 52.
Yes, that is right. I wonder what the player-owned houses are. Interesting. Anyways.
Minus 1 billion.
Yeah, I don't think... let's see. Oh, yeah, that's possible. An int can go up to 4 billion. Or minus 2 billion and plus 2 billion. Okay, so in this poll it says, what would you do? As you are walking home, a magical being appears offering you a range of strange items. Which one do you choose? 45% say a magic brain, which makes me the strongest and cleverest person alive. Can you believe, like this is what the people want. They want to be...
People are that vain.
They want to be, like, strong and clever. Like, I just find
and
that...
self-obsessed.
I just... I chose the other option, but I don't have space on here to write it down, so that's the first question. Second one is, you carry on walking down and fall into a dark hole. Getting up, you hear footsteps approaching. What do you do? 53% say, look around for something to defend myself with, assuming the person is coming towards me as an enemy. Would you do that too?
No.
Okay. Keep in mind, that's 53% of the 34K people that voted.
So what has this poll shown us? That the players of RuneScape, on the majority, want to be strong and clever, which probably means they don't deem themselves strong and clever now. So 45% of the RuneScape population are dumb, you fill in the second word. And also that they're extremely cynical and scared. Somebody's coming towards me, it must be an enemy. It's like 12-year-old talk.
Yeah, exactly.
There's monsters under my bed.
Do you ever think there's monsters under your bed?
No, Shane, I'm not irrational.
Okay.
Did you?
No. You get home and start playing RuneScape. You find yourself in a crowded Varrock marketplace. A magical dwarf approaches you and he looks very ill. He asks you for help, but you notice that he's holding an amazing weapon you've never seen before. What do you do? 49% say ask the dwarf what is wrong and try to learn more about him. That's the only decent one, I think, right?
What are the other options?
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't write them down. Like, they're like, I think one is, like, take the weapon for yourself before the dwarf can alert people to help him. Or
is there,
I think...
Is there one that's, like, murder the dwarf in a long, painful and prolonged struggle?
Ah, no.
Is there one, kill the dwarf, then eat the dwarf?
No. They don't go that far.
Is there
the only one that... The only one
that's... Lock the dwarf up in your basement and use him for meat.
The only one that's close to that is, like, to try and take the weapon from him.
Yeah, that's too sissy.
Yeah, and then the third one is something along the lines of get the rest of the marketplace to help you get the weapon.
I see.
I don't know why you'd do that, but I don't know. I just don't get this poll this week, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. I guess that means we must move on to questions now.
Why are you speaking like this? Like we are in Switzerland or something?
I don't know. Okay, first of all, we had an audio question from GZ Pro, but you were far too quiet. We couldn't even hear you.
So speak up, boy. No, okay. I mean that in a nice way.
Yes, you take the first one.
Okay. Right. If the Barris brothers were still alive, in your thoughts, what will they be doing?
Sitting around having tea and crumpets.
Aaron would be fishing. Varak would own a general store in Varrok. Torag would be doing stuff.
No, Torag would be sleeping because he was the one who got the crappy weapon, remember?
Varak was the one who was sleeping. No, Kariel was the one who was sleeping.
Oh, right.
Yes, you remember.
Yeah, that rat.
Darok would be
killing things.
Self-harming. How else would he hit that high? That's right, because Darok has to get his health down low to hit higher, so he'd be self-harming to get his health down.
Yes. Okay, and you forgot Carl.
Carl would also be self-harming because his armor was so crappy.
And you forgot Guthan.
Guthan would be probably hurting himself as well because so many people mispronounce his name as Gunthan.
Yeah, that annoys me too.
The Emo Barrow Brothers.
I don't know, I think they'd just be sitting around in their skirts having tea and crumpets waiting for till they're needed.
I think... Yes.
That was from Killers. Okay, what is the worst thing you ever done to your computer? Accidentally, of course, or what you've done to someone else's. Or do you... And do you like the update name I sent you? He sent me an update name around something along the lines
it was,
of...
Don't say it. It'll give other people ideas. But yes, it was really good.
Yeah, we need more of those.
Has anyone submitted?
No.
Just him.
Nope.
Just him. So somebody else submitted.
Yeah, or no, nobody else has, but we need more of them, please.
Yes, we need much more, or Shane will be very, very displeased with you all.
Yes, that is right. Okay. Edit. The school computer is about to die. We tried backing up the library software onto floppies. They were too small. I heard you can get cables that let you transfer files. The only problem is the computer is too old to have a USB socket or CD writer. We were thinking of just transfer the hard drive to another where I can find it. And if we have to resort, how do you take it out after you have the cover off? Please, the whole school is depending on you.
Can you get RJ45s?
Yeah, you could do that, but assuming it's networked and transfer it over to network stuff. But really, if the school doesn't have the library software, then really they're screwed. There's no lighter way of putting it because you can't back up software on Windows.
No.
Just for the life of yourself, you can't, because you put all those things in the registry keys, you know? All those registry keys in. They put all the DLLs in, so basically there's just too much to take out when you're backing up software. I'm sorry, but that just won't work. And if it's too old to have a USB, might be time to upgrade.
Yeah, the school should get money from the government.
Yeah, they should. Okay, what is the worst thing you've ever done to your computer or someone else's?
Well, not intentionally, but the worst thing was probably when the hard drive on my laptop died. But I don't know why it did.
Okay. The worst thing that I ever did is I turned my, I uninstalled my video card when I only had one video card. So the computer would boot up and all. So what I had to do is I had to navigate my way to the device manager to manually reinstall the video card with no screen.
Wow.
But it worked.
You are a superhero.
It worked. That was from KJTH2003. Next one.
Okay, hang on a second. Do you think Microsoft will give up anytime soon? Everyone is hating Vista because... Pardon me, of a lot of bad things like crashes and drivers, and that's from Cowboy of Death.
No, they won't give up soon. You want to know why? It's because they had more profit in this. Like, they made a huge amount of profit in the first quarter on Windows Vista. So, the Windows Vista sales in the first quarter were better than the Windows XP sales in the first quarter. I find that a bit hard to believe, but it's true. So no, they're not going to be giving up anytime soon.
Hmm.
Although we'd all like them to, right?
Well, yeah, of course we would, but, you know.
I still use a Windows machine.
I have no other choice.
For playing stuff?
I have no other choice.
Yeah, that's too bad. That was from Cowboy of Death. He sent in about 5 questions, but there's just too many other questions that we don't have time to answer all of them. So, yes.
Yes.
That was from Cowboy of Death. Now that you have 99 podcasting, what special abilities do you have? What does your cape look like? But yes, congrats on your first 99, Shane. That should say Brad too, shouldn't it?
No, it shouldn't say my name.
Why?
I have 99 wit.
Oh, what about 99 nuclear or not? You're bomb not nuclear. Making. No, you're
I
the.
I can't make bomb making.
You're the nerve gas guy.
Don't call me the nerve gas guy, Shane. It hurts my feelings. No, it doesn't.
So, what would the 99 podcasting cape look like?
The ability to turn up on time and start on time. No, I don't know what special abilities it would have.
It would have some sort of.
It would have a picture of my face on the back.
I don't think so.
Of your face on the back.
No.
Of Mike's face on the back.
It would have, like, you know that iTunes podcasting with like a kind of a rod coming out of the ground and then some waves coming off it, you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that one.
That's what it would have on the back, and the emote, when you do it, it would put waves through the air, and then, I don't know, sound waves through the air, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that was from Casey Jones X, who's on the events crew. We need your skill of the month donation for the month of May. Thank you. You take this next one.
There have been a few graphical updates over the weeks, months. What would you like to see updated and why? I don't know.
That's from Alex. I don't know, what hasn't been updated?
Andrew Gower's forehead. No, I don't know.
Let's be realistic here.
I was being realistic.
It's not realistic.
I think they need to update the actual player model themselves.
Oh, yeah, like make it so that we look more real.
Mm-hmm.
Like more humanly. But that might cause a problem with people when they don't have a shirt on, right?
Hmm.
Like, if they're wearing Varax or something. Or no, never mind. That won't be a problem because the females have their... The Varax is different for them. I don't know. Maybe we could see them update gnomes. The gnome people.
Yes, but I think they should update the player model.
Okay, Brad
says...
I've
been saying for a long time.
Brad says player model. I don't know what we should have upgraded. Maybe... Goblins have been updated. What hasn't been updated? Wolves? Oh, wolves, ogres. Wolves and ogres. There we go. That's what should be updated next.
Why?
Because they haven't been updated yet.
Oh, yes.
So, that was from Alex, not the numbers one. Not Alex 43, the other one.
The English one.
Yes. Okay. You can take this next one.
Okay. Right. Shane and Brad, every day Jagex loses members and gains new pay-to-play members. On average, every day, do you think Jagex loses more members than they gain? Than they gain more pay-to-play members, or vice versa? Why? And that's from Besadon. Well, I would think... They would probably be losing some days, gaining others, but for the majority, you would expect them to make a gain, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because if you look at all the updates that have been coming out, you know...
Low levels.
Yeah, exactly. So I agree with what you say there. Because you can't have, like, a 100% gain or 100% loss, right?
No, you can't.
It's just not possible. So, I don't know. I'm going to lead to maybe saying, I don't know. A gain and a loss. 5% of their current members and maybe a 2% loss or something. I don't know. But that's from...
Overall, they would gain.
Yeah, that's from Brereton. There's this documentary on about the Hindenburg right now.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that was from Bessadon. Oops, there we go.
You said it.
I said Brereton instead of Bessadon. Oh. Okay. What is your favorite skill cape emote from RF10S7?
The fishing one.
What? Yeah, the fishing one. But how many people have 99 fishing?
Not a lot. What, a fair few.
Exactly. How many people have 99 fletching?
Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons.
Right. I don't know. You guys all know my favorite emote. Or no, but the favorite cape. I don't know about the emotes, but the favorite cape is the farming one. But the favorite emote as to the one that looks the best, I'd have to say prayer. You know how it, like, sends you flying up, right?
Yep.
I like the prayer one, but you know, we all know which one I'm going for. The green one.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Where would you like the achievement diary to be based on next from Lord Zamorak?
They should do
the Elflands.
Yes, the Elflands. That would be good. That's a good idea. Good idea, Shane.
Yes. So you need to have the Regicide quest or Underground Pass quest done to even get in there.
Did you get my MSN message?
Yes, I did.
And that's okay with you?
Yes, I actually authorized that.
Oh, well, nobody told me until now.
It's a new series that he's going to be starting around RSBNB.
What, interviewing RSBNB members?
Or no, that's my series I'm going to be starting. Oops, I just spilled the beans on that, but
Well, he's interviewing us.
What he's doing is he's interviewing the four long-lasting podcast, or not, Informer people. So that involves me, you, Alex, and Southrend.
Okay.
So, yeah.
About the Informer.
Yeah, so a little slight digression there. But anyways, okay. Shane, what are your plans for the exciting 99 farming? So what are my plans?
You're going to get 99 farming.
Yes.
And well, then you're going to have a party.
Yes. Well, the plan...
In Edmonton, and pay for us all to fly there.
No.
You said yes.
No.
You said yes.
No. A party, yes, but not... I'm not flying you guys all out here for that. What I plan on doing is I plan on growing maize trees and palm trees in concert together. We'll see how long that takes. But I calculated that in order to live comfortably, I need about 800K a day in income. So, I take donations of magic seeds, or herb seeds, like herb seeds that are above Irrit. I take those kind of donations. I take donations, right? Or I don't know. Do I?
Yes, you do take donations.
Do you take donations?
I don't play RuneScape, so why would I take donations?
For WoW?
Nobody I know plays on my server.
Okay. Yeah, well, if you're feeling generous, I do take donations. I don't turn them away. But yes, it's not.
Don't waste your money, people.
You're not obligated to donate because you won't get banned if you don't. So don't feel
and
like
it won't
you have
get
to.
You anywhere.
That's right.
You can't buy positions on this site.
You
Although,
can also,
if you come to me, we could maybe strike a deal.
Also, we do take
you
donations
could be mod
for the
for
event
as long
crew.
As
the events crew. Like RuneScape donations for the events crew if you want. So we just
and
take
if you
those
pay me enough, I can make you a mod until Shane sees what I've done and then removes you and me.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna do that.
Brad, what is your plans for college, and do you plan on keep playing RuneScape in college?
Don't play RuneScape then.
Okay, wow then. Wow!
Probably. I have commitments in that game.
Yes.
Like I said, college, I'm going to study chemistry, biology, and maths.
Well, that's not that hard.
What?
That's not that hard.
A-level maths, A-level chemistry, and A-level biology. Do you think what you... That is hard. Well, it's not hard, but it's not like I'm doing bloody some crappy vocational course, is it? Or art.
You should do art.
Art is crap, and I'm not an artist.
Hitler was an artist.
Yeah, so that means I should be an artist.
Yeah.
No, Shane, it doesn't.
Okay.
God,
Shane and Brad, if you were Andrew Gower, how would you suggest you fix your staff auto? How would you suggest your staff fix the autoer problem, and what we add to the world of RuneScape from Kyle?
Get off their lazy asses and do something for a change.
Yeah, maybe actually hire more and go out to
get them to actually do their job.
Yeah, go out and see what's happening. But it's a step in the right direction. Brad, do you remember who we talked to last week after the show?
Oh, yes. Very interesting discussion.
Yeah, so he reports to me that they're actually making progress on this, which is always good, so...
That is good, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What would we add?
Sorry?
What would we add to RuneScape?
If I was put as head of content, I'd probably try and add more high level content.
Yeah,
if I had the be all and send all of content.
Yeah. Also, I'd add the assimilation skill.
Oh. No.
You're doing good. Not one swear yet this week.
Yes, I know. I've had to control myself.
Okay. Have you ever considered that RuneScape is most part flat, and if global warming came in RuneScape, we'd probably need to learn how to swim from Agent Waffles.
We'd all die.
You think swimming would be a feasible add-on to the agility skill?
I don't know. I think it'd be very complicated.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you'd be able to swim to Karamja from the south end of, the Lumbridge Swamps, you know?
No, I don't think you would.
So, I don't know, can you swim in real life?
Not very well.
Yeah, I can't either, so... That'd just make us feel good because we'd be able to swim online, right?
I wouldn't really care if I could swim online or not.
But there might be global warming, as he says. Wait, maybe he's the Al Gore on RuneScape. Agent Waffles, are you Al Gore on RuneScape? Or do you have a documentary called The Inconvenient Truth?
Did you see there was this cartoon strip I saw in a newspaper once, and it was Al Gore going to the dentist, and the dentist plucked one of its teeth out and said, "Look, Al, an inconvenient tooth."
that's
not good.
Yeah. So, I don't know, are you Al Gore? Let us know.
Al Gore plays RuneScape.
Yeah. Okay, that was from Agent Waffles. You want to take this next one?
Okay, just let me pull the wiki back up. Right, Brad and Shane, what is the most amount of money you've ever gotten from piking or staking?
Piking?
PKing, don't you dare. I'm an idiot myself, it's too late.
Oh, PKing. That's the episode name. We're piking.
Shut up.
We're piking episode 99. Okay.
Shut up.
So what's the most money you've ever made?
100K, but then I lost it all. It's like a disease.
Yeah, simple thing. I don't PK or stake. I just don't have a death wish. So yes, zero, which is good. That's from Poker Looney. I need 65 fishing and 70 cooking for the awoogie part of Recipe for Disaster and fishing for Swan Song. Any suggestions? Or 271072.
Lobsters.
Yes, and lobsters.
When you can do them.
Yes, exactly. That's the only thing, right? Yeah, because you can't do the sharks. Or you could go fly fishing at Shiloh. Right?
That's boring. I think lobsters would be better for cooking.
Okay, then. Next one. I'm going for 41 Hunter because I want the Karamja gloves, and I was wondering what is the best way to get it up. I am planning on Deadfall, and I'm currently level 26 Hunter. Best wishes, Blade Kenny 94.
I know nothing about Hunter.
Yes, the best thing you can do is what I did, was Deadfalls until Orange Salamanders, then Orange Salamanders till Red Salamanders, and then Red Salamanders till level 80. That's the best thing to do for Hunter. That's from Blade Kenny 94. I'm currently interested in learning a coding language, primarily for web design. I was curious at what I should start with. I have a pretty good background in HTML, but I was wondering what I should move on to next. PHP, Java, etc. If you could give me some advice, that would be great. From Davo330.
I'll let Shane take this one.
What would you recommend?
I don't know. I would not recommend anything.
Okay, well, since you say web, primarily I have to say PHP, because that's what... That's the main open source language that people use on the LAMP structure. Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. People use that for coding
MySQL?
Websites. Yes. That's the database.
I thought it was like MySQL or something.
No. That's what RSBMB uses, so you'd be good with that. Or if you want to learn programming, I recommend Java for early learners, because it forces you to follow, what's the word I'm looking for? Good programming practices. Forces you to follow good programming practices. Even if you don't delve into objects in the beginning, it's good to learn on, because it keeps you sharp as to what's allowed and what's not. So if you want to learn programming in general, I'd say Java. But if you just want to go straight into web stuff, I'd say PHP. Davo330. You want to take the next one?
Okay. Is it possible to put a Pentium 4 processor with a Pentium 3 to make a good computer? Better than normal. I want my computer to be really fast so I can play Battlefront 2. That's from Cowboy of Death. You take this?
BF2 shortens up to Battlefield 2.
Yeah, I know. I just couldn't be bothered to say it all.
Okay, so what he wants to do is put a P4 processor in a Pentium 3 motherboard. There's no way that this will work. If your motherboard is based for Pentium 3s, then you're kind of stuck nowadays. So the best thing for you to do would be to upgrade your motherboard, RAM, CPU into one of the Core 2 Duos. That's what I'd recommend, because there's really no way you can stick a Pentium 4 in a Pentium 3 slot. It wouldn't fit, for that matter, and even if it did fit, it wouldn't work. So you're just better to upgrade your motherboard, CPU, and RAM to a Core 2 Duo set. What I'd recommend is maybe getting what this is called is a bare-bone system, which already has the motherboard and everything in it, and then you just have to attach your own hard drives and everything. Just makes it a bit easier. That's from Cowboy of Death. Oh, and Brad, he signed off his question with his usual... Love, Cowboy of Death.
Oh.
Okay, that's the end of questions this week. We'd like to thank you for joining us. This has been RSBNB Update, episode 99.
What?
Ah, you were supposed to go along with it.
Was I?
Yes.
It's not like it's even live.
It's tech news now. Time for tech news. Sleep. No, you stay up, because we got good ones for you. Second Life, now like real life. Show me your ID, kid. Do you know what Second Life is?
It's like this big computer game.
Yeah, it's basically an online virtual world, which you can do pretty much anything in. So, Second Life is the center of a whole new set of controversies regarding the ages of its residents. That is, Linden Lab, the creators of Second Life, had no way to verify age. Until now, that is. The company announced via its blog late last week that they will shortly begin testing an age and identity verification system that will require residents to provide some sort of real proof of their age in order to access mature content in the virtual world. People will provide information such as name, date of birth, address, passport, the last four digits of their social security numbers, or other national ID numbers. What do you think of this?
I don't know. It doesn't really affect me in any way. So.
But should people have to provide ID for an online world to access, like, the bars right?
If it's mature, like, you need to be 18 plus to do it in the real world, then yeah.
Okay. They said there's, like, virtual prostitutes and everything on there.
Okay.
That's what they said.
I bet you're downloading it as we speak.
No. That's what I've heard. It's just that there's virtual prostitutes and anything you can do in the real world goes.
Oh, yeah, Shane. That's what you've heard.
That's what that Leo guy said.
Oh, yeah, right.
He said that there's virtual prostitutes and everything.
I bet he knows, dirty bastard.
So, yeah, I actually think it's a good thing. What about you? Like having to provide your ID for...
Yeah, I think, it's just, yeah. I can't see anyone could say it was
But bad. Would you feel comfortable providing your birth date, address, passport, last four digits of a social security number to some online company?
Oh, come on, everyone fakes most of that stuff. when I sign up for something, I never put my real address or my real phone number in. Only morons would do that.
Yeah, but for things that need to be legal. I don't know, I just don't like giving information out. But anyways, take a look at this story. What's the age there for you to go into like a bar and have one, you know?
Eight. have what exactly?
Have a pint.
18, I think. Yeah, 18, okay. I'm pretty sure.
The driving age?
It's 18 as well. I'm not sure. I think it's 18. It could be younger. It's 18, I think. I don't know.
16 is driving age here. 18 all the is US. Drinking age.
All the US. Yeah, 20, but Shane,
21 in the US.
Shane, what's the age of consent there?
In where?
In Canada.
14.
You perverts. Am I the only one who thinks that's too low?
Yeah, I think it's too low too.
Don't want to be a Canadian pervert.
Jeez, okay. Kidding, I'm just looking on the RuneScape site and like, what's with these ads? Make your own Zwinky?
I have no idea.
Okay, I think that's a sign that we should be moving on. Intel launches the new Santa Rosa mobile platform. Basically, this is a new mobile platform that'll be used in Centrino-based laptops through 2007 and the first part of 2008. Features include an 800 MHz frontside bus, the 965 mobile chipset, 802.11n support, and Intel Turbo Memory. Basically, what the Turbo Memory feature is it's using a piece of solid-state memory as a disk to increase overall system performance and reduce the need for hard drive access. So, this will make computers drastically faster, because, you know, when your RAM gets full, it writes off to a page file, right?
Yeah.
So this will make it faster because the access to the solid state is faster than the page file, so that's how it'll make it faster without adding in the barrier of the hard drive there. So, you know what? This is what the Mac people have been waiting for, because the new Macs, portable Macs, will use this. I just bought mine at the end of February. Well, they'll get better battery life, and they'll make them
battery
faster.
Life.
Yeah, battery life, and they'll make it faster.
They will get better battery life.
Like,
we will all be happy.
I don't know. It's a good thing that's happening, but I'm happy with what I have right now, so I'm not too sad about this. But it's definitely another thing that will put Intel ahead of AMD. I really don't see why we'd want to buy AMD anymore.
I have an AMD, and there is nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I have an AMD too, but if I was building one now, I'd buy Intel. You should too.
I'm not going to upgrade my graphics card when there's nothing wrong with it.
Your graphics card is your... That's your CPU, that's AMD, not your graphics card.
My graphics card is AMD.
AMD doesn't make graphics cards.
ATI.
There you go.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with it. ATI either, or AMD. It all works fine.
I like NVIDIA, but okay, that's another story.
It's alive.
Okay, time for the rounds. You can take the first one.
Time for the French rounds.
The what?
The French rounds.
Okay.
Okay, sure. You better put your voice on me there. Right.
Brad just went quiet. I'm not sure what happened, so... can he hear me? Oh yeah, there we go. Connection lost. I'll bring him back in right now. What happened?
Sorry, I hit the mute button.
Okay, take the first rant.
French rant. Okay, I started reading it. Right. For those of you who don't stake Jewel and don't know what X-Logging is, if you are losing in a Jewel, you can do something and leave the Jewel. The other player gets a message like your opponent timed out. There was no winner. It is impossible to get a stake where the other player doesn't log. Imagine staking a party hat. You're winning. Other players at 1 HP. They disappear. Chase them a party hat. Unfair. I would have 100 million plus from staking, but since all the stakes I do, they X-log. I don't make any money anymore in only 5 million stakes. Shows how many people do it. Plus, they say it's not reportable. I read the rules, and most say it's bug abuse. Under that, it doesn't actually say anything about it, but I report them for bug abuse anyways. I don't know if Jagex is just unaware of this problem or doesn't feel like fixing it, but can you do something about it? I'm sure all stakers will agree with me. When this is your only source of money, without it, what can you do? Anybody agree? Well, yeah, it needs fixing, but this guy might be exaggerating a bit.
There's no way that can be fixed.
There must be some way.
No, you can't be fixed.
Why not?
Because if you think about it, let's just take any day. You're at the Duel Arena, right?
Yes.
And your internet loses connection. You time out. Right?
Yeah, you time out.
So, would it be fair to automatically let the other person win if you time out?
No.
Okay.
If you time out, then you should lose.
So you're saying that if your internet drops out and you can't get it back online, you lose.
Yeah, that should be the price for having shit
something.
Internet. Yeah.
I don't agree with that. Because
we don't agree with much, I say, Shane.
Oh, I do, but just think about it. You are staking your Santa hat or party hat collection for that matter. And so, your internet goes out and you were winning this. You were at full health still. This guy was at, say, 25% health. You really think he should win because you lost connection?
So what are they going to do then? Because otherwise people are going to keep, you know, going into stakes, and if they're losing, they're just going to X out.
Exactly. I just don't see any way to fix it. Besides doing that, which isn't fair. Unless, I don't know, but the window listener that I played with in the Java applets, there's something called a window listener, which listens for, like, the minimize and maximize and close commands of a window. The last Java version I played with, this wasn't working, so... they might try implementing some sort of window listener where it somehow, if the window received the close signal, then they kind of... what's the word? Then they would kind of assume that the person quit in the middle of the duel rather than using the log out button. So, I don't know. There might be a way to do it, but I'm just not sure if it can be done easily. So, I don't agree with this guy, but you do?
I sort of do, sort of don't.
Okay.
Just go on to your rant.
Oh, my rant. This is a long essay rant, so get comfy. I'm going to read it now. Okay. Jagex doesn't hate peers. You may think so, however. All that nonsense. It's not how the game was intended, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Not intended to give millions more. But the truth is that they love peers. All that money extra think. Some mains have 2 peers, which will eventually become members. That's a grand total of $10 extra per month from 1 person. Think about it. Now, Jagex loves peers, but people generally don't. Note I say people and not peers. Did you get that?
Yep.
Jagex loves peers, but people generally don't. Note that I say people and not peers?
Yes.
So what's he saying?
That pures hate everything.
Oh! Oh, okay. So if a peer disagrees with every point I make, just because it'll ruin his little loophole character, then just don't boast. Now, Jagex could easily... What? Oh, please. Jagex could easily put an end to peers. Here's the list. Put defense requirements on all Dragonhide. Not a new idea, but an old one that needs fixing. Make defense useful. Peers 70+ don't have one defense, so it's pretty even. I'm talking 60 combat levels simply can't stand up to a peer. A level 50 with a DDS and Dragon Simi will easily defeat one with a Rune Simi and Addy Armor. Fix the bugs in the wilderness. Tag teaming, double teaming, and single. Fix it. This would help everyone. Nerf pest control. Too many products march on and off the island with a 25+ level difference in a skill that they aren't even using. Really, I see people with 80 range that don't know what javelins are. The PC solution. Make it so that you can use points in range or mage if you actually use them. Prayer and hit points, just leave them alone, since prayer is obsolete and most people don't get past 52 anyways unless you're 115 combat. Okay, Brad, what's your combat?
101.
Okay. And what's your prayer?
63, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's wrong here. Update range. Melee is currently the top dog. That is okay, whatever. Do not nerf the DDS. Just give range something worth their time. One good update about the size of the crossbow one. Just something that is good that has a special, maybe white Dragonhide armor? But then would we need what?
Loads of people have suggested that. Yeah, you need white dragons.
Yeah, exactly. Give Dragonhide a negative melee attack bonus, same with robes, or give rune armor a +0 range and mage bonus. This would make it even, right? Show what items can't be worn on the second screen in the duel arena. Many get scammed this way. This is another that will benefit all. Solution for defense. Make defense like hit points. Mandatory. Combine them. Probably make a skill called Vitality. This way people would be more equal. I quite like this rant. What about you?
You're anti-pure, so any anti-pure rant's immediately going to strike up a chord with you, isn't it? Yes, I think it makes some valid points.
I like that rant. Okay.
Okay, Shane.
So, other things.
Other things, yeah.
The show contest. What is the contest again? Please explain it.
Oh, yeah, the person has got to come up with a witty title from an episode in the last... How long was the time?
From the month of April.
From the last month. Relating it to either RuneScape updates, things we've mentioned on the show, basically. But you've got to make it funny.
Yes.
You can't rip off any of the ones we've used or, you know, change a word, or you've got to think of your own.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it, basically.
I think for this one, I'm going to go something about the bread, how we're calling these updates like crumbs or something. I don't know. Do you have any ideas for this week?
No.
A bunch of crumbs. I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
Shane laughs like a girl.
No.
Yeah.
Theme song. We've got that opening theme song. I need to speed it up a bit still. But if you want to send in a theme song still, please send that in. questions@rsbnb.com. We need a closeout theme and the opening theme. We've only got the opening one, so please send one in if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have we been doing?
Not much.
I've gotten 80 cooking, 72 fire making, and yeah, a few other levels. 1780 total, 67 rune crafting. So yeah, you can see pictures of these two levels on the blog at shane.rspnb.com.
I did a crap quest, waste of my time.
Yes, but we need it for research. You're helping us.
Yes, Shane.
Okay. Is that it?
That is it.
Anything else we need to mention?
RSBNB update 99.
Also, please remember to check out the forums at forums.rsbnb.com for those of you guys listening in iTunes who don't normally come to the forums. Check them out. You can comment on the episode, talk about it there, even submit questions for next week. So, yes.
Talk about stuffs.
Yeah. So, check out the forums. Forums.rsbnb.com.
And be in the wonderful presence of myself. No, that's not true.
Anything else?
No, we're going off for an interview now.
Oh, we
see,
are.
We're very.
Okay.
We're in high demand, you know. There's always people wanting to see. No, it's not true.
Okay, so with
we're
that said.
Surprise, really.
Okay, so with that said, this has been RSBNB Update 99 with Brad from saidbybrad.com and Shane1288 at shane.rsbnb.com. We'll see you guys all next week for the episode 100. Goodbye.